Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's David Smith.
Welcome to another edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm your host, David Smith, and I am just thrilled to be joined today by Shannon Adcock. She is the executive director of Awake Illinois. Maybe you're called president, I'm not sure. But Awake Illinois has been doing phenomenal school advocacy work for years now. In fact, Shannon got our, what award? The Titanium Backbone Award at our Illinois Family Institute banquet last year, because she doesn't bend and she doesn't break and she doesn't bow the knee. She is a fierce warrior for what is true and good and wholesome. She's fighting not only for her kids, but for your kids as well. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here. I'm very excited for this conversation. It's needed, and I know that people who follow Illinois Family Institute and Awake Illinois and just this larger empowerment movement are really hungry for this. So thanks for this opportunity.
We wanted to talk about today Senate Bill 3138. Thomas Hampson wrote a very good investigative report on this bill. Besides Thomas, I know nobody better to talk to about this issue than Shannon. This bill is presented as a routine update to the Children's Mental Health Act, but Thomas's article argues that it would have major structural implications for public policy and funding. It strengthens the role of the bureaucracy that we have in Illinois, guides how mental health programs are designed and funded across multiple agencies. It affects billions in state and Medicaid spending. Billions. This is going to raise our taxes like never before. It's a black hole. We're obviously concerned about this as taxpayers, but as parents, grandparents in my case, and for our neighbors' children, what are your deep concerns about this?
Yes. Well, this is an agenda that I've been very vocal on for a few years now with this mental health rollout. And this is not just a one-off or a new thing. This has been building over many, many years in the state of Illinois, where whether it is public K through 12 schools or healthcare, or in this particular case, sort of a combination of the two, they in government are trying to replace the mom and the dad.
Yep.
And many of us who have been advocates to empower parents have been sounding this alarm to say, look, if you do not know your parental rights, if you do not know these statutes, and you do not have the full armor over your kids, they could very well be trafficked into any number of indoctrination occurrences, or overriding your healthcare expectations of your child. And if you don't know your rights, that could be very easy for your family to become prey to this. And so what we have done is shown sort of the backstory to what we have now known to become this agenda in Illinois, rooted in the Blueprint for Transformation, which I have covered on a couple of live streams now. I encourage people to go to awakeil.com to listen to those where we've covered the mental health agenda.
And I endorse that too. If you want to learn more, there's no better place than going to Shannon's live streams on our YouTube channel. Where else?
Yes. So at awakeil.com, there's actually, if you go on your computer, there's a search bar and people can type in mental health and it'll populate all the different blog posts or live streams that we have covered on this issue.
Excellent.
If you really want to go through the backstory, which I encourage people to do, you can see how this has been building through government and through funding, where they genuinely want to get kids in front of third-party entities. We just covered this recently. A K through 12 school in McHenry County already has a third-party entity doing mental health screenings.
Oh, sure.
And it's partnered with an AI company. And so this is a very nefarious back door where parents may not even know their children are having this access via third parties in the K through 12 setting focused on mental health. Now, I'm very worried because I believe vulnerable families will fall into this trap. You sure. hear Medicaid, you hear all the government dollars. So if children are not being monitored by intentional mothers and fathers or guardians, they're going to be the first captured by this agenda, where they could be talking to kids about trans ideology, the yes. wickedness, the lie of children being born into the wrong body, the medicalization pathways that we now know are harmful, and any number of things that are in conflict with the innocence and the empowerment of a child. And so this wickedness is well funded. It's coming down the Illinois pipeline. They've been building and building and building it. But here's the thing, David, it's already in K through 12 schools.
Yes.
It's already in our healthcare system.
Yes.
And what I want to pose the question to people about two things. Number one, what is the purpose, you know, like we've said before, of K through 12 education, of education today, of healthcare today? And then also, do parents know that they have the fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their children, and that opt-out forms and conveying and communicating to anyone entrusted with your child, whether it's school or healthcare or church, anywhere else? Do they know your intentionality as a parent? Do they know that you will stand boldly for your kids? And so this agenda is already in Illinois. It doesn't matter how much this bill is dissected. Parents need to know this is already happening, and you have to be on offense to protect your children. And we can delve more into how to do that. But yes. just know this, it's already here.
But listen, go to
awakeil.com.
You can go there to find the opt-out forms too. And we're going to talk more yeah. about that. But I want to go backwards just a little bit. Last year, Governor Pritzker signed into law a bill mandating that schools, government schools in Illinois, offer mental health screening third grade through 12. Yeah. Now, you can opt out of this. Again, this is not mandatory yeah. for you and your right. family, but it is mandatory for the schools to offer it.
And, well, here's another nuance people don't comment, if I may clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
It requires that they offer it for free.
For free.
So local school boards have the ability to say, you know what, we're not even gonna do this. We don't need it. We need to focus on literacy. We need to focus on getting these kids prepared to read and to be part of a productive workforce, right?
Right.
And so there are school districts that have that authority. A lot of school board members need to be reminded of that. But the state is saying, if you offer mental health services or screenings, they have to be free.
That's well, and free to Democrats means taxpayer funded. It doesn't mean free.
Or grants from really woke, far left non-government organizations,
that have
which
agendas.
Is what we're seeing happen.
That have agendas. You know, Shannon, I don't think you and I would object to this if this was solely about child's mental health and suicide prevention and contagion, you know, that kind of a thing. But we're not talking about this. This is about shaping and molding the worldview of innocent, impressionable young minds. That's what this is about.
Yeah. And if you look at the mental health screening, and again, we covered this in a live stream. I covered this with a mom from McHenry County who discovered this mental health screening program already in place in Johnsburg District. What we did was we dissected this contract. And what's really alarming and tells you everything you need to know about the wickedness of this agenda is that they are intentionally trying to cut parents out of the awareness of this even happening.
Right.
So you have to ask yourself why.
And we know they're unwilling to even notify parents about all
right.
these things. Go ahead. I'm
right.
sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, it's you're absolutely right. And so in the contract with this third party, this is not about talking about teachers or the people you know in your kids' schools already, right? You have relationships with them, ideally. Hopefully you do. They should know who you are. But they're talking about a third-party company coming in with a portal, an internet-based portal, that could connect these kids to some manner of mental health screening or professional. However, they say in the contract, these are not healthcare professionals. They put the disclaimer in there and they say that all of these parties that will have access to your child's data about how sad or depressed they are, about family dynamics, any number of things, they say that these third parties are, quote, school officials. So that's how they bypass the informed consent from parents, because they're considering them school officials. So that's very dangerous, right?
Yep.
And then the loophole for parents who are awake, what they have to tell the school boards is that any of this stuff would be opt-in. It should not be opt-out.
Amen.
It should be opt-in.
Amen.
And that way, if somebody really wants these services for their kid, they have expressly been given consent. They have signed off on it. transparency, the whole bit, right?
Yep.
So opt-in should really be the gold standard for any of this programming. But yet in Illinois, we have 30% of our children reading at grade level. And
That's
yet
right.
schools presume they can be places of clinical care when in fact, these contracts say, wait, by the way, these aren't even healthcare officials. So we've lost the narrative.
Yep. You know, these school official mental health non-experts are certainly going to be making referrals, right? For official diagnosis and treatment, right? Make no qualms about it. There are going to be lots of diagnosis. There's going to be lots of pharmaceutical drugs prescribed as a result of this. There is money to be made from this law being passed and then the follow-ups that are coming up on this. So real quick, Senate Bill 3138, as of this recording today, which is Wednesday, the 15th, tax day of April, it is on third reading in the Senate. We hope and pray it doesn't advance, but it might get to the House within the next several weeks before they adjourn on May 31st. We encourage you to please contact your state senator and ask them to vote no to Senate Bill 3138. The government shouldn't interfere with the role of parents in bringing up their children.
Yes.
Nor should the Department of Education or our school administrators getting involved with mental health screenings. Anyway.
Right. Senator Feigenholz, who sponsored this, she is neither a clinician nor is she the mother or father to these children. And Illinois has been so derelict in actually teaching children to read. I come back to why isn't she as focused on teaching children to read? Perhaps children would have improved mental health if they were able to read,
yeah,
right? I mean, that is the social emotional focus we should have. How does a child feel socially or emotionally if they are illiterate? Let's
right.
start there, public education system and legislation in Illinois. Let's get these children
and
to
maybe
read.
Maybe more kids wouldn't be feeling mentally inadequate if they were
maybe they wouldn't
equipped.
Be so sad, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
children, you look at the prison system, there's a high correlation between criminals that break the law and their ability to read. And then when they go into prison and they have intervention and they are taught to read, it's a game changer. So look, we need to get all of our society able to read. Everybody
That's
does
right.
better with that. And that should be no different from our schools. They are not places of clinical care. And then when you look at these far left woke NGOs, non-government organizations that are partners with these schools, they are all ideologically captured by the far left. They're not having, you know, Sister Mary come in and read to kids and talk to them and, you know, and help them and make them feel better.
No,
it's
RuPaul who's coming in to read to them, right? So so listen, let's talk about those NGOs and how they can opt out, visiting your website for the opt-out forms when we come back. It's not a surprise, though, Shannon. I'll tell you this. I've been doing this for more than 20 years. Springfield's priorities are absolutely upside down. Reading, writing, and arithmetic don't seem to be on the agenda or their radar screen. It's crazy. All right, we'll be right back with Shannon Adcock from Awake, Illinois.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group, Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
The Illinois Conservative Union has launched a new initiative called the Ballot Brigade, aimed at mobilizing voters, especially within the faith community, to become more engaged in elections. The effort focuses on encouraging people not only to vote, but to help others participate by assisting with ballot collection in a lawful and secure way. Organizers say the program is modeled after successful efforts in other states and emphasizes integrity and strict adherence to election law. The goal is to increase voter turnout, especially among those who may face barriers to voting, while ensuring the process remains trustworthy. At its core, the Ballot Brigade is about grassroots action to take an active role in the electoral process and be good stewards of their citizenship. Learn more at illinoisfamily.org. All right, welcome back to the second part of Illinois Family Spotlight. Today I am with Shannon Adcock with Awake Illinois. You have to visit their website, awakeil.com, and you're going to get lots of good information. Find those live streams regarding the mental health screening and other stuff. There's a lot of great information on there. You do a weekly live stream, right, Shannon?
Typically once a week, usually Thursdays at 10 a.m.
And you can find that on Facebook, right?
You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on X, formerly known as Twitter, and of course, our website.
Fantastic. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about those NGOs that are involved in this as well. And the NGO, by the way, stands for non-governmental organizations. These are so-called nonprofits who have an agenda, probably mostly, right? They make money on this kind of stuff, right? And Shannon, you can talk a little bit more about that. But also, maybe we should start with, how do parents opt out of this? Is there a way that they can just file a piece of paper with their school administrators and say, don't you dare subject my children to this?
Yes. So awakeil.com/forms. We are constantly updating the latest forms that incorporate, for example, the latest Supreme Court case, Mahmoud versus Taylor, which affirmed parental rights under the 14th Amendment, which solidifies parental rights in our state, in our U.S. Constitution.
That's right.
So that's federal. So we always are updating forms to be current with the latest Supreme Court recognition of parental rights. So that's important. And we use every form that is going to tell the school that you know your rights and that you are opting your child out of, whether it be curriculum or mental health screenings, one-on-one counselor sessions with, you know, anybody, any third party or anybody in the school. This lets the school know that you are an intentional parent. Now, the important thing is, if they violate your opt-out rights, they are liable to being sued. That is what many schools care about. They care more about being sued than they do about honoring your parental rights. It's
That's just right.
They don't want the lawsuit. So when a parent submits the opt-out forms, and I know the majority of parents in Illinois have not done this, they need to, awakeil.com/forms. That sends a direct message to anyone entrusted with your child that you know your rights and you will defend them and that you have the law on your side and that you know it's on your side. So if people look at a child on a K through 12 roster at a school, whether it's a counselor or a teacher, David, I always ask parents, how have they ranked your child as difficult or easy to indoctrinate or traffic into the pharmacological pipeline via these mental health agendas?
Yes.
Talk to them about puberty blockers and chest binders. And you mentioned non-government organizations. We have receipts where schools in very reputable, you know, high-income school districts have partnered with Lurie Children's Hospital, for example, and paid them to bring in supplies and resources that would traffic children into the trans pipeline. You know, that would lie to them and say that a boy could become a girl or a girl could become a boy. We'll talk to them about chest binders and even supply them so that nurses or staff bring these to a child who is confused and vulnerable and parents may not even know. So schools are contracting with non-government organizations because those government non-government organizations have the funding. The schools don't have the resources and the time, so they just turn them over to woke activists. Do you think they would let Awake Illinois or Illinois Family Institute into the K through 12 classroom as a resource?
Not.
Of course not.
No.
Because they've all been captured by the far left, and those are the organizations that get those state grants, right? So when parents submit those forms, David, it is the ultimate alert to the school that you are an intentional parent and they're not going to bother with your kid. And if they do, organizations like ours have law firms willing to take on the case at every level of government, right? And to protect your parental rights. So that's
I was
going
to ask you about that. You know, if it does get to that level where they're needing to litigate, they should reach out to you because you have the right people willing and able to sue on their behalf.
Yes. And the good news is I have yet to see one parent who has submitted these opt-out forms who has witnessed and experienced their parental rights being violated. Unfortunately, the parents who are in the thick of seeing their child with, for example, a gender support plan, which is a secret document that a school would keep that says they're going to agree that a child is born into the wrong body.
Right,
they're going to adopt an alternative name or persona, and they're not going to tell the parents. Parents find this out when it's too late. because they're trying to react to something when they did not have their parental rights on record or their expectations. So it's a little trickier then. They do have options, of course, but it becomes a little harder versus parents who have submitted those forms at the start of the school year. The minute your child is in the earliest grade that they are enrolled into public K through 12, and then any parent I have talked to, David, whose child has been indoctrinated, has been groomed into the trans pipeline, has been harmed by these wicked lies and this agenda, you know what all these parents say?
No.
Get your kids out of the schools.
That's right. This is part of our call, Shannon, on a level of 1 to 5. You know, my dad was a Chicago firefighter. So when it was a 5-11 fire, that was the worst, right? The worst fire. Mm-hmm. And you needed all kinds of help running to this building that's burning. Is it a 111 or a 511? Where on that pendulum would you peg this issue?
We're at a 511.
Totally agree with you. When you consider that the left continues to label Christian conservative thought, or even conservative thought, as transphobic, homophobic, xenophobic, if you're for border control and you want illegal immigrants to go home, we want to keep the legal immigrants. What are they going to do to our children? Those are mental health categories, or labels at least. What are they going to do? And those left-wing organizations are going to enforce this on our children. Again, this is about worldview shaping and molding future leftists or even Marxists for the state as useful idiots. Your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is the question. What is the mission and purpose of government education programs?
Yes. Yes.
Now, to those of us who are Team Sanity and who believe in the noble cause of educating our youngest and impressionable minds, we are thinking of the classic, you know, liberal arts and sciences education, right? Where you learn the fundamentals of literacy, of phonics.
Right. That's right.
Of math and arithmetic, of
literature, good literature,
the good books. Yes, all of those things. But we are naive because while we have been nobly advocating for what we thought to be good and true of public education around the 60s, these Marxists marched into every institution pretty much in sector and wokeified it.
Yep.
You know, I posted today on X that I got a C on a paper in college. I went to University of Illinois, and I got a C simply for being pro-Chief Illini Wick. It wasn't that the argument wasn't made clearly or well or well-written. It was that this professor disagreed with my rationale, wasn't willing to debate me on it or even anything in the classroom focused
on
debate.
You were politically incorrect, Shannon.
Politically incorrect. That's right. And so this is what has happened to public education. Parents have to get this through their mind because they're still out of, you know, I think a genuine, earnest wish for public education to educate our children. It's not what we knew to be good and true of public education back in the day. It has been captured. The sooner you recognize that, the sooner you're going to be willing to stand in the gap and to lobby effectively, right? But the fittest families will survive, David. And it's not like any other time in history where, unfortunately, children who are vulnerable and ignored in the household will be preyed upon by any number of predatory forces in society, in schools, in churches, anywhere. I don't give anybody a free pass here, right?
Nope.
So the vulnerable will be more preyed upon in this agenda. And yet I firmly believe that it doesn't matter your socioeconomic status, your race, any of your background, any parent can be an intentional parent for free. Our forms are free online. The law applies to everyone. The law is equal opportunity on parental rights. Just because we live in a blue state, J.B. Pritzker does not grant you your parental rights, David, does not grant me my parental rights. They are God-given, and they are fundamentally protected by the federal protections under the U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment. So Amen. Stand by that and find your courage, because I know some parents think, well, I'm going to be the only one doing this. Why would I do this? Because you are an intentional parent. That is why you do this.
That's right. And so you were just talking about the vulnerable. I just want to just remind our listeners, as Christians, the first great command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second, he said, is like it. Love your neighbors as yourselves. You wouldn't want to go through this indoctrination, this brainwashing. You should be as concerned about your neighbor's kids as you are about your own. And so this is a call to action. Number one, you need to call your state senator, email your state senator, and ask them to vote against Senate Bill 3138. If this bill advances, and we'll keep you updated at IllinoisFamily.org, if it advances, we need to also put the pressure on our House members. Your state representative needs to hear from you. Secondly, if your kids are in government schools, please prayerfully consider getting them out. The building is on fire. We just talked about it. This is a 5/11 fire. The kids need to get out. They are in jeopardy. And so if you can, get them out. You can homeschool them. There's micro schools and there's good Christian schools. And you can learn more at our website as well on that. If you have no other choice and you have to have your kids in government schools, then I would encourage you to go to awakeil.com/forms and make sure you get the forms. How many different opt-out forms are there, Shannon, on your website? I think there's more than three.
Yeah, I think it's up to four now.
It's four.
And we have it in a one-click PDF. You print it out. You email it to your principal to your at the beginning of the school year. And if we're towards the end of the school year right now in public K-12, still add these forms to the file. Sometimes these surveys and screenings get stacked at the end of the year. But it doesn't matter. At any point in your child's life, it is never too late to be intentional. And so take the time today to do it. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. These are not adversarial forms. It's not making any threats. It's just asserting your parental rights. So fear not and do the right thing for your child. You know, my friend Alvin Louie with Courage is a Habit, he has this phrase called embrace exclusion because everything's been about inclusion and diversity and all these things. But he makes the great point, you know, when you have your child and your baby, if you bring your baby to a public place, brand newborn baby, and somebody asks to hold that baby, what is your first reaction? Your first reaction is not to say, here, hold my baby,
right,
stranger.
Right. Who are
right?
you?
You're going to exclude that person and say, no, thank you. I'm holding my baby. When they are starting to crawl around, you don't let them have free reign of every dangerous thing that could come their way. You put the caps on the electrical outlets. You put gates up because you know that that is going to give them a protective barrier.
Yes.
Why have we been so brainwashed to think that, well, we look at a brick and mortar K-12 school. Here's my baby. There's nothing to worry about.
You know,
we've been so
trust.
Conditioned to include every single thing because we're afraid of being called a bigot, because we're afraid of being called phobic.
Well,
the only thing I'm afraid of is not being able to effectively protect my child. So he says, embrace exclusion. I think
exactly.
That's actually very clever.
The hippie statement of question authority. Remember that? That was a thing back in the 70s.
Damn the man.
And question the man. That's right. We should be doing that. Absolutely. So again, awakeil.com/forms. That's where you can find all these things. I was going to make a joke and say, can't you have one form that just says, stop it? Okay, I guess not. Just stop it. You know, all right. But no, seriously, you need to look at these forms and submit them ASAP. Any
and
last
David,
thoughts?
if I may add, oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll add this. You know,
yes.
I talk to so many people who flee Illinois and they leave.
Yeah.
They leave Illinois. They see it in their rearview mirror and they go to some of the politically and perceptively culturally conservative parts of this country only to find out that wokeism, far left progressivism, and things that are in conflict with their values and quite honestly just ethics and morality has seeped its way into their new home.
Yes.
So this ethos isn't just for Illinois. It isn't just in the midst of this bill. This is happening. This wickedness is happening everywhere, USA. So you need to be an intentional parent and a warrior for your child, no
Amen.
Matter where you live, because some of the most comfortable and red parts of this country are not as awake to this. We in blue states are. We're very much on guard. That's a good thing. But you cannot presume that woke and all of this wickedness and evil stops at blue state borders. It goes everywhere.
Amen. Well, I love your phrase, intentional parenting. I mean, that is a wonderful phrase. But you know what? The left is also intentional. They are intentionally deceiving our families, our children. They're intentionally lying to them about biology, of all things and other things. So,
Genesis 1.
Yeah.
They're lying about Genesis 1. If you are a Christian and you have your family in government K through 12 schools, Genesis 1 is being absolutely eviscerated pretty much every single day.
Yeah, excellent. Well, and also let me just add, now that you brought that up, you need to pray about this. You need to pray about all these things. This agenda needs to be opposed because they're not going away. They're very intentional, as we just said. They are going to keep going. We need to stand and stand firm, as scripture says. So any final thoughts, Shannon?
One last thought, if I may.
Yep.
God created man, God created woman.
That's right.
And I believe that, you know, as a very vocal mother, you know this, David, I have no problem speaking for my child. But I ask the men who listen to this, and ladies, talk to your husbands. I believe that when a father signs these opt-out forms, when a father asks the questions of anyone entrusted with the child, that carries more weight because this evil and wickedness is actually very cowardly. And when you have a strong male standing in the gap for children, and it could be an uncle, it could be a pastor, it could be anybody who is in your child's life, I encourage the men to rise to this occasion. I know a lot of moms who do it, but I want to encourage the men because I tell you, that is a strong offensive line to really stop a lot of this. So I just want to put a shout out. Moms and dads are very powerful, but I believe that when a dad stands in the gap, I encourage that if it can be done, because that can have even more weight.
Oh, Shannon, we love mama bears. We admire them. But there's nothing like the leadership and the strength of a man who says, you will not do this.
Yes. I just got chills. That's absolutely the truth. So do it, gentlemen. Don't be afraid. I know the moms do a lot of this stuff, but please feel free to print out these forms and ask these questions of anyone entrusted with your child, teachers, doctors, anyone.
And we can do it in a firm, loving way. But firm, bold, say, sorry, you're not, you do not have permission to do this, period.
No, and I know my rights.
AwakeIL.com/forms. Thank you, Shannon. God bless
you.
Appreciate your good work.
Thank you. God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.